Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni up to 27 and Mbombela a high of 28.
In Gazina, traffic lights aren't working on Johan Hinds Drive southbound. That is causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the Springboks claim all the big prizes at the SA Sports Awards, and the Bulls will name their side to take on Glasgow this morning as the local teams return to URC.
We start in George in the Southern Cape. The death toll has now risen to 4, where a building that was under construction collapsed yesterday afternoon.
Our thoughts are with the families and all those affected who continue to wait on word of their loved ones.
George Municipal Spokesperson Chantal Edwards told the media this morning that the wait continues while the massive search is underway for 51 people still trapped under the rubble. There were 75 workers on site when the five-story building collapsed. Western Cape Premier Alan Windey said additional teams have been sent to the area.
Our hospitals are on standby. Extra resources have been sent from other municipalities around the province to make sure that they have whatever is necessary to enable the saving of lives in this devastating incident.
Back in Gauteng, Education MEC Matomi Chiluane has expressed his shock over the death of 4 learners from a high school in Ivory Park. They are alleged to have died by suicide after drinking poison only days apart.
The first incident occurred on Friday, the 26th of April. It is alleged that a grade 10 girl learner consumed poison at home. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, a grade 11 girl learner was found dead at home. It is alleged that she consumed poison.
Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mabona says a grade 11 boy and a grade 12 girl also died over the weekend. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Oil major Shell has not yet given any indication exactly when it plans on divesting its majority shareholding from a local South African downstream unit. The company confirmed in a statement yesterday that the decision was taken after a comprehensive review of Shell businesses across all regions. Black empowerment company Tebe Investment Corporation held a 28% equity stake in Shell Downstream SA. The downstream unit includes about 700 Shell stations built in the country during Shell's 122 years in South Africa. To international news, Israel carried out strikes on the Gazan city of Rafah overnight as it sought to put pressure on Hamas ahead of talks set to continue in Egypt today. The strikes came hours after Israel called on Palestinians in eastern Rafah to leave the area. And this well-known symphony is celebrating its 200th birthday today. On this day, back in 1824, a very nervous Ludwig van Beethoven sat in the first row at a Vienna concert hall for the premiere of his 9th symphony. When the 1 hour and 21 minute symphony ended, an anxious Beethoven thought no one was clapping. But he was hard of hearing, and he didn't hear the applause. A musician took Beethoven by the shoulders and turned him around, and that was when he saw the standing ovation behind him. I'm Gerda de Souza. En in jou hoofnuus, die dodetal styg tot 4, waar 'n gebou in George in mekaar gestort het.
That was the point where someone shouted from the back, "Set! Set!" Stupid.
Yeah.
What a classic. And I, like, for once, I really mean it in the true sense of the word. That song, not a song.
Symphony.
Symphony. That symphony just doesn't go away.
No. And you know what? So tonight, what they're going to do across Europe is, I know Paris, Rome and Vienna are going to play it at exactly the same time in their concert halls and music halls to celebrate it. So you will hear it across Europe.
I would pay big money for that.
I would suggest this for Kids versus Parents.